Welcome to the Creative Entrepreneur Podcast, where mindset and marketing meet purpose, passion, and profits. I'm Bob Baker, and if you're a creative entrepreneur or someone who runs a heart-centered business, you're in the right place. To get a free collection of sample chapters from my books and audiobooks, just pay a quick visit to promoteyourcreativity.com. That's promoteyourcreativity.com. Now, enjoy the episode. This is the Creative Entrepreneur Podcast. Well, hello and welcome to the Creative Entrepreneur, the podcast dedicated to educating, inspiring, and empowering creative people of all types. We're talking about musicians and writers and visual artists and actors and pretty much anyone even loosely involved in a creative field. On this one, I'm going to be talking about the Jerry Seinfeld productivity hack. That's right, the guy who had that popular sitcom in the 90s. There's a really awesome lesson here that I think you can put to use in your creative life. So stay tuned for that. I'm your host, Bob Baker. I'm the author of The Passion Principles, Unleash the Artist Within, The Guerrilla Music Marketing Handbook, and The Empowered Artist. Do you see a trend here with all of these book titles? If any of those sound interesting to you, I will have a link in the show notes below to those various books. You can also find them on Amazon in about a dozen or so countries around the world. And those are just four of many titles that I have available. And about six of them are also available as audiobooks on Audible, Amazon, and iBooks. All right, so let me tell you a story. When Jerry Seinfeld was an up-and-coming comedian, he made a commitment to write one joke a day. Not an entire routine or monologue, just one funny line. He had a big calendar of the whole year on a wall in his apartment. And every time he wrote a new joke, he put a red X on that date. Before long, he had a growing chain of red X's on the calendar. It served as a visual reminder of the consistent work he put in. Seinfeld once shared the story of his calendar and the chain of red X's with a young comic. His main advice was this: don't break the chain. That's so important, I'm going to repeat it again. Don't break the chain. Do something related to your craft every day, no matter how small the action is. This idea dovetails perfectly with tiny habits, which you may have heard of. It's a popular concept that's been making the rounds in recent years. Using this approach, you commit to taking one small action every day toward a bigger habit that you want to develop. For instance, if you want to run a marathon, you would simply commit to running 10 yards today. That's all. Then run 10 yards again tomorrow, and do it again the next day, etc. Even in the freezing cold of winter, someone could run 10 yards every day, easy. And that's exactly how you become a serious contender in your creative field. Commit to doing your art, your music, your writing, or whatever it is that you do every single day. No exceptions. Even if it's for just 5 minutes. Seriously. If you're really tired tomorrow and you just don't feel like doing it, take 5 minutes and do it anyway. Get out the sketch pad. Pick up the guitar. Open the file of the book you're working on. Spend just a few minutes engaged in your craft. If you end up spending more time on it, and often you will, that's great. But at the very least, follow through on your 5-minute commitment and do it every day. I mean it. Every day. Did I make myself clear? I guarantee this tiny habit will gain momentum and expand. You'll soon discover there is time to devote to your craft on a daily basis. If you really want to cement this practice, then buy an annual wall calendar like Jerry Seinfeld did. Mark off each day that you lived up to your time commitment. Watch your chain of red X's grow. And then don't break the chain. So what do you think about this Jerry Seinfeld productivity hack? Can you commit 5 minutes a day? Can you discipline yourself to work on your craft, literally do something with it every single day? I'd love to know your thoughts on this. So wherever you're consuming this podcast, if there's a way to leave a comment, please do so. Another way that we can stay connected is for you to get on the Creative Entrepreneur VIP list. It's really easy to do. Just go to this special website, promoteyourcreativity.com. Yes, I'll have a link to it in the show notes, but if you just want to pop it in your browser right now, it's promoteyourcreativity.com. Go there, enter your name and email address, and boom, you're on the list. I'll also send you a number of free digital goodies, like free access to my online course called 30 Ways to Become an Empowered Artist. And I'll also send you emails 2 or 3 times a month with links to my latest podcasts and other resources and events and so on that I have going on. And you can just hit reply to any of those emails and get in touch with me that way. So I hope you enjoyed this episode on the Jerry Seinfeld productivity hack. And always remember, and don't forget, don't break the chain. If you're not already subscribed to the podcast, now would be a good time to do that. You can do it in Spotify. You can do it on Apple or Radio Public and other places where podcasts are served. All right. I wish you the best. Till next time, this is Bob Baker saying so long for now.